After live stream, November 29, 2024, the meditation tonight was live stream number 399. I don't know anything.
You know, the line of attention, very seldom I feel that there's like a shoot that sinks me even lower. And I felt it tonight, it's just vastness.
Yes.
It's just infinite space.
Mm-hmm.
There's no words for it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's right.
Sat, the wisdom that you just explained for us, gave us in this meditation, it's an amazing art of living. It saves us from all the thoughts that want to convince us to accept something or not accept something. Mm-hmm. It just throw all of them and make us free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's so good because, as you said, how many times in this lifetime, day by day, I thought that I am wrong or right, and it wasn't like that. And it's so true when we remember this wisdom.
Mm-hmm. So, understand that, you know, when we talk about the subtle things, you know, I don't know, because, you know, in day-to-day life, people, you know, act like, you know, I know everything, you know, they,
mm-hmm.
especially, you know, we, living in Iran, everybody has a
opinion,
has an opinion about things,
yeah.
about business, politics, this, and
mm-hmm.
that. But this wisdom, are you talking about a higher level from day-to-day? Because on the other hand, a lot of things, there are people that they know, you know, a heart surgeon knows how to operate on a heart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Messi knows how to play football, you know. There are people that, you know, they really know in that realm. You know, what is the ascension?
It's not for them, but it is all of that. If you're not interested, then you feel like you learned, you are the teacher, you are the knowledgeable one, you are the best soccer player, you are this and that. But when we say, I don't know anything, is the truth. The knowledge that you have, school knowledge, is not what is making you money, is not what is bringing you the job. It is the continuous flow of knowingness that is happening through you as an instrument that went into the university, the this and that. So it is for day to day, but only for those people that are interested to know the truth. Otherwise, it appears that yes, a professor teaches, a surgeon will do surgery, but in reality, it's different. The reality of things are very different than that. And we're just peeling what we accepted to be really, really true. Where you're standing and asking the question, it sounds very logical. But where I'm standing is not logical at all, because there is this onion that has been peeled, and all of you are beginning to have more and more understanding of it. So the answer to you is, you're looking at the appearance, but the appearance doesn't know anything.
Actually, I understand it, and it makes sense to me.
Oh, good. Good.
It does make
good.
Sense to me, but
good, good. It's
that,
hard. It's hard to accept,
yeah,
because
yeah.
One is solid. What made it solid is our belief. We accepted it and became solid. What I'm saying is very elusive because we're not used to it. We haven't made a solid out of it. It's subtle.
I understand. So you're saying it's the you're saying appearance of it. So in Farsi, it's all here about 10.
Are.
This is the about 10 that you really don't know anything and you have to realize that it's not what you learned.
And the Zahir has, exactly, and the Zahir has to realize this. Okay? Zahir is the ego. Once the ego long me dazeh, the ego becomes the long on the floor.
Long chair.
Towel.
Throw the towel. How have you been?
I'm good.
Good. You had a good Thanksgiving?
It was really nice. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Even in the worldly level, like Mahmoud says, it's just the tip of the iceberg that they think they know. And every day and every...
I'm going to tell you something that blew my mind. I heard on the Instagram, I think I've told you that, that they did a research on thousands of children. They did a research to find out what is the percentage of genius in children. Before the age of five or six, there was 93% genius. By the time they finish the elementary, it was 70 some. As they progress, by the time they finish the schooling, it was 7%. They said, this is what education is doing to the children. Now, let me translate that for you guys. The translation means that all-knowingness was covered by concepts. This is why one time a couple of the people came to me and they were bragging about being really proud of their education. I said, your education means shit to me. So this is our education. Look at what is happening to you. You are highly educated. Exactly. He was educated. He read Quran many times. He did everything right. He took the peace away. He took the concentration away. When concentration goes, the intuition goes.
So to mention Quran, I always question it, you know, maybe Mansur can shed light on it, but I tried to read it many times and nothing really impressed me. Whereas, like, you know, I was reading, you know, Rumi's Masnavi, it was really, you know, blew my mind. Anyway, so I questioned that and I was asking people who are really, really expert in that and questioning them. But, you know, because we make it so holy, that nobody can touch it, and we say it's really something else. But tell me, and I ask him, you know, that I'm really close to them. Tell me something that really makes sense. And then I didn't get any answer. Then read in the Masnavi, in Adi Masnavi, in Rumi's, I don't know which one, but he said that the Quran has 7 layers. And even the Prophet Muhammad didn't understand it beyond the 4th level. I'm saying all this because there are a lot of people questioning it. It may be a man-made thing. It is not really from God anyway. But let's assume it is. It was saying the Prophet Muhammad understood only the 4th layer. So it's assuming that's really,
Well, you know, when you go past 4th layers, as you said, you don't need a Quran. Mm-hmm. Is unfolding within your own self. But I have never finished Quran, and I have utmost respect. I don't care if I believe it or not, I still kiss it and do this type thing because this is how I feel. But there is two things that I heard during my childhood that I think sums up the Quran. One is La ilaha illallah. One is to know Khodshenasi Khodashenasis. That's it. That's enough. When it says Khodshenasi Khodashenasis, go and do it. اگر بتونیم درویش های قدیم یا من نمیدونم میستیک های قدیم اونایی بودن که intuitively were taught یا با یک پیری یا با هر کسی که چجوری خودشون رو پیدا کنن. And that's exactly what we are doing. We want to know ourselves. When you know yourself, that's the expansion, and God is expansion. It's totality. So instead of wanting to prove how real something is, we go here and find out how real it is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like I said, instead of finding some sort of truth in the Quran, we just take Khodshenasi, Khodashenasi, La ilaha illallah, which means omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. And we shut the book and we kiss it and we put it someplace with a lot of gratitude.
I'm sure you was going to continue to say what Abhi said at the end. Faiza haq mi talabam bi wasite. Means that I don't need any intermediary.
You do? Until you don't. You need a guru to show you home. Once you know where home is, all the knowledge comes from within your own self. Everything. This is why we have come to the place of I don't know anything. Because we're tapping all knowingness within ourselves. Every wisdom that I have received and I continuously receive, every one of you have it within you. That's why I call it ancient. What I really mean is always there. Whoever taps into it owns it.
Sad, but you direct us to what we already have. So sometimes the attention is outside, but you just push us to just see what we have inside.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. That's what happens.